Blog Talk Radio.
I'm giving.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly. It's my time.
It's my time. Ooh, can you see it? Good morning, Voices of Hope family and friends. This is your host, Minister Kim E. Underwood, coming to bring you a gleam of hope for you and the entire family. We have something for everyone. Tune in every Saturday morning for your gleam of hope. Last month, we celebrated our Men on Fire. We had Vincent K. Harris, our relationship expert from a man's perspective. Elder Nathan Salters talked about singleness, and out we had another radio personality, Michael McFarland. If you miss any of these Men on Fire, oh, God, you really need to just check it out. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Morning Glory, and then shoot us an email. Let us know how you felt and how these shows inspired you. Our email address is hope@themorningglory.org. Today, we are celebrating Independence Day with a musical to help you get your holiday off right. Music has been the heart and soul for some, so today we are playing some of our audience favorite July 4th songs. We also have some of our family and friends stopping by to give you a personal July 4th shout-out. I can't wait to hear the shout-outs that we have in store for you today. So, family and friends, let's get ready to have a gleam of hope with Radio Angel taking us higher.
family is the solution to the world's problems today. Now let's take a look at the family. In the family, the father is like the head, the leader, the director, not the dominator.
A family reunion gives us the opportunity to unite with our loved ones, get to know what's happening in their lives, and to connect the next generations. 4th of July is a great opportunity for us to do this. So family and friends, you got the invitation. Let's make it happen on this day. Go to your gathering. Go to your barbecue. Go hang out with your family and friends. It's so important for you to connect with your people. You can share your experience with us on our website. Go to hope@themorningglory.org, www.themorningglory.org, or go to our fan page today, Facebook at The Morning Glory IVO Hope. We'll be back on The Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Radio Angel giving us our first shout out for the day. We'll be back.
Greetings from the porch of the I Am Special Movement. I am the founder and facilitator, Ms. Myra Smith Fry, and on behalf of myself, the entire team, and all the great neighbors from everywhere, we are here to wish you a happy Independence Day. We invite you to bring that independence and receive some basic joy wisdom on each and every Sunday so that you can do some special things. The time is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Simply dial 712-432-6100. And the access code is 3502-8508. Again, have a happy 4th of July.
That was Miss Myra Fry, the IME Special. I love her, and don't forget to check out the IME Special Movement every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's great to feel love, family and friends. We definitely want you to know that we are loving on you with providing you each week with a gleam of hope, the words of encouragement, songs, scriptures, and who knows what the Lord will place in our hearts. But we are definitely here for you. Remember, today is Independence Day, July 4th. Let's celebrate. Let's come together and show love. When we return on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with myself, family, and friends, we'll have more music to celebrate this holiday. We'll be back. You would never know that I was the only child because I love family. I love people. Amen. I'm a touchy-feely girl. If you've never met me, yeah, you're going to be like, wow, she's always hugging. Wow, she's always kissing. Because it's important to feel love, and I love to shower you with blessings to let you know that you are loved in my presence. And one of the things that I stress the most is family. It is so important to let your biological, your adopted, your spiritual people know that you love them. We are family. Amen. God made that. He sanctified that from the very beginning of time. So one of my favorite 4th of July was growing up. Growing up as a little girl, my family and I, all of us would get together and we would go to Pelham Bay Park. My grandmother, my great aunties, and all of my cousins would come together. We would be coming from Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Boogie Boogie down Bronx, and we would come to this festivity. One, it was my cousin's mother's birthday, so shout out to Louise, happy birthday. And shout out to everyone who's having a birthday today. Nydia, James, Mom, Mommy, happy birthday. We love you, appreciate you. And we would have games. We had plenty of food. My family, country, some Georgians, they would cook. And we would just really have awesome fellowship. You know, grandma's gone, aunties are gone. So it's the younger generation who have been carrying the torch. And what we did underneath the Morning Glory International Community Development was we started hosting an annual Family and Days, Family and Friends Day in the park in Pelham Bay as well. And it has been, we've had two so far. We would not have one this year, but we're definitely going to have one next year. So get ready to come out and have some fun with the Morning Glory International Community Development, the Voices of Hope, our prayer ministry, and so many of our friends and family. You know, we want to shout out to everyone who participated last year. We want to shout out to Pamela Smith. We want to shout out our man on the grill. We want to shout out each and every one of you who helped out, our cooks, our volunteers, everyone. It was just so many people that came out. We had over 100 people, and I'm just excited for the Gaines family, for the Morales family. We had multicultural. I mean, people came from all over to just be a part. And this day is absolutely free. If you'd like to donate, you can. But it's just us coming together and sharing our love and our gratitude, how you support us throughout the year. So be ready next year. You don't have to plan nothing. Just be with us. Hang out with us in Pelham Bay Park next year, and we'll continue to give you information throughout the year. Radio Angel.
Yes,
this year
is
going to be really
it.
Different, right? I'm having some feelings. It's different. We're not having our annual barbecue this year. Our family and friends get together. But I know for you it's like bittersweet because you don't like coming out anyway. But I thank you for coming out, bringing Auntie. Auntie, we love you. We appreciate you. Elisha, your godson. We had so much fun with them. So share with our audience, our listeners today, your experience.
As you said, I don't like holidays. I don't like holidays. I just don't. And the 4th of July, Lord, you over there laughing at me.
Yeah.
And 4th of July, I normally do not do anything. I don't do anything. And since I'm a part of the Morning Glory International Community Development team, we now have this big event. And it's crazy because it was like pulling teeth. It was like, come on, Kim, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to like it. But I'm doing this because you want me to do this. And let me tell you, each year I had so much fun to the point where I was like, we got to go home.
So
remember when I had Auntie Brenda last year? And she's like, oh, Kim, I need to go home. I took her butt home and came right back out to the party. I had so much fun. It was, and you know what? Last year, I think, was even way better than the years before because we had this corner. Shout out to Pam. We had the children's corner, and she kept those kids busy. They were not, you know, normally you go to a barbecue, there's really no activities for the children or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They're usually up in the grown-up space, sitting in their laps, you know, and sometimes we're having conversations that we don't think are appropriate for the children to hear because maybe we're airing out whatever we need to air out or whatever, you know. But we didn't have that problem. We had to go look for the kids.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh.
We had to go look for the kids last year because they were all over there. She had them covered. I think next year we should have a face painting next year.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, I think
that would be
I'm
nice.
Look
face
into
painting.
That. I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look into that. You know, I want my face painted.
Yeah, we want your face painted. That we really had a good time. You know what I'm gonna do? For those who are part of our family here on our fan page on Facebook, I'm gonna put the pictures up. I'll put some pictures up of last year event and how we just had really an awesome, awesome time with so many people coming out. Minister Sharon Howley was out there. Lucinda Cross, the chief activator, was out there in the park. Miracle, my mom was out in the park with us. She had some of her homies, right? Yeah, some of her homies came.
Oh,
out.
My goodness. Yes,
came
they came out. Oh, my goodness. And you know what's so awesome is that, you know, this prayer line. We have two different prayer lines. We have our Breakfast for Your Soul, which is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then on Mondays, there's a special prayer line in the evening just for moms, so the praying moms. And what's so great is that we are international and, you know, we have a lot of people here in New York, and we have a lot of people who are outside of New York. But for those who are already here in New York, this is an opportunity for all of us to come together as one and not virtual, which is nice. And that was the first time I had met Sister Ella, and she is like thebomb.com. I mean, this sister can go in. So, you know, I'm praying that one year we will take our family reunion. That's what I'm going to call it, our family reunion, and put it in another state. That way we can, because we have so many people. We got people in the Carolinas. We have people in Africa. I don't know if we're going that far, but just yet. But we got people in Chicago. We got people, oh, my goodness. We have people like Alabama. Let's not forget Bama Town.
Yes,
so
yes,
many people
yes, go we do.
All over the place. Michigan. Texas, California, you know, it's always wonderful, Minister Kim, when we get on a line and there's somebody from another time zone that's on the line. That's always, I love it when we have people who come on from different time zones and just fellowship with us. That makes me feel good. Super awesome.
Uh-huh.
That makes me
uh-huh.
super awesome. So I'm kind of sad this year that we're not having the event. And you know, and you already know Auntie Brenda. Now you know Auntie Brenda has memory issues, but she was like, "Oh, where's that party that Mr. Kim always gives?" You know, Auntie Brenda's funny. We going to the party, right? Now, mind you, she just sit down and chill. She don't even do nothing. She sit down, she chill, she eats food and call it a day. But she sure enough was like, are we going to the, even my godson was like, oh, is Minister Kim having it? I was like, no. Sorry, this year we're going to take a chill pill. You know, we're just going to kind of relax this year because there has been so much going on with you, Minister Kim. And I praise God, you know, I give God a major shout out because, you know, you had the accident back in November, and you were down for a while. You were down for a while. And, you know, God is good because he definitely used you to show the world that he is thebomb.com.org.mobi.tv, all of those dots. So, you know, that's basically why we're not having it this year because it's a lot. It's a lot, you know. And even though we have a team, it's still a lot for the visionary. It's still a lot for the visionary. So, you know, though. So, but next year, we out in the park. We out on 4th of July. We are actually out on the 3rd next year. 4th of July falls on a Sunday. So we're about there the day before. So that's what's up. We'll be out there. So make sure that y'all tune in and connect with us because we have fun.
Yes. We have an awesome time. Awesome time. And I thank you for sharing the reason why we did not have it. And I said, you know, I got to let people know, for someone who did not know, I was in a horrific car accident back in November, and I was immobile for a while, hospitalized for 2.5, almost 3 weeks, and I had to go through rehab, had to just build up my strength again. I'm able to walk, get around, and I'm still recovering, but I've come a long way, and I want to thank everyone. I want to thank you, Kim, my radio angel, my sister, who just been there, Auntie Brenda, spending the days with me and encouraging me, my family, my husband. He is the bomb. He is the bomb. I mean, my family, my mom would commute back and forth. My daughter, Benay, she would go for work and be like, I'm going to see my mother. I'm going to check on her. And just my church family. Again, it was just so many people that showed love, people that didn't even know when they found out they were just there, you know, wanted to tend to my needs and spiritually feeded me. So I want to thank you, everyone. I want to thank you for your prayers, your concerns, and just for showing up. And that's what family is all about. And if I do anything, I always want to do it in a spirit of excellence. So it was a challenge. It was a dilemma. It was a struggle to say, no, we're not. But as the time came near for me to plan it and get the team back on, my body, I have to just respond to my body. And I'm not saying I'm defeated, because I'm not defeated. But my body is still healing, and I have my days. And even yesterday, Ken, you saw me. I was trying to walk up a hill, and I got stuck. So that has been my struggle, just even walking up a hill. But I'm here. So I want to let you know, all of my fans, all of our listeners, our supporters, you're not forgotten. I do apologize. We, from the bottom of our heart, apologize that we're not giving our annual barbecue this year, but we will definitely be back next year. God so willing, we will be back in Pelham Bay Park. You will definitely get like 3 months, 6 months notice. We want to just market it, let you know what we want to do and how we're going to bring fun, joy, gleam of hope to your life, from our hearts to your hearts. Amen? So make sure you save the date. Amen?
Amen. Well, Minister Kim, I have some shout-outs that I just want to give out some shout-outs.
Okay.
So we had they sent us some shout-outs, and Bonique Gates from Meet Bonique and Babes in Blue, the organization, both organizations are from Brooklyn, New York. They send their shout-outs to say Happy Independence Day to us, as well as our listeners. We also got a shout out from Rain, who, what's the name of the brunch she does? Which, oh my God, the food was bomb.
We need to go back down there. That's what we need to do next Sunday. This Sunday.
Woo, you're right, and she sends her love, and she sends a shout out to us as well as our listeners. And we have one more shout out, and you know who that's from? One and only Brother Ray. He sent us a video, just shouting out us, the team, and shouting out the listeners. So those are our three shout outs that came through the memo, through the inboxes and stuff like that. So I just wanted to make sure that I acknowledged them for shouting us out. Thank you so much, guys, for your support. It's just been, like, totally awesome.
Yes, we love you. We thank God. We definitely got to get Bonique back here, because she's doing something so unique, and especially in this season when there's so much anger, hostility with our police officers. You know, everyone that's wearing blue uniform is not corrupt. Amen. And I'm saying this, you know, I'm very transparent here on the radio. Everyone is not corrupt. It's the individual. It's not the uniform. It's the heart of someone. And always remember that, you know, growing up, my sons will always run to a police officer that walked the beat. Remember cops used to walk the beat? And he's like, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a police officer. And nowadays, our children are so intimidated, and they live in fear. But I don't want y'all young people to walk in fear. I want you to understand that there are good people in life, no matter what type of work they are doing. Your neighbor could have a heart and heart, and you living next to them every day and seeing them. So you just don't know. But I want to commend her for the woman in blue, what they are doing in the community, and just say, hey, everybody is not bad. So we definitely, you know, this summer we could get meet Monique on. I just want to talk about that and let her know from that perspective what they are doing just for the community. You know what I'm saying? We got to get another face. We got to get another image of what happens with what's that, social civil service people. You know, we talk about the postie, but they don't put your mail. They stealing mail around the house. They all these negativity. We got to be mindful of our words. We got to bring love back in every aspect when we can. So we definitely want to get her on cam. Let's make that happen, okay?
Absolutely. Wait a minute, I got back out. What is the stealing the mail stuff?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, like you hear people say, oh, my God, they stole my mail. All the mailman and carry, they always late. And you know what? It's always something.
My thing is,
back in the days, I'm telling you, this is stuff that you'll be hearing. You know, I'm in the community, so I hear all this stuff. But, you know, back in my days, I don't know if you remember, I don't know if y'all remember out there, but if you do, call us up at 347-857-1295 and just join in our conversation this morning. Kim, do you remember? Because I remember my mom doing it. It was the mailman, the porter that cleaned up the building. My mother always gave them a Christmas card and some money. Do people do that today?
Well, where I live, I now I live actually in a building. Where I used to live in a house. And in the building, they collect, the building association, they collect money for the porters. And, you know, the lobby attendant, the porters and stuff like that. And in the building that I live in, you know, it's amazing when you live in a city. It's amazing when you live in a city and you live in a building. My building has over 300 apartments in it.
Oh.
Almost 400 apartments, because this little area that I live amongst 33 buildings, actually.
Oh.
But in the little cul-de-sac that I'm in, we have almost 1,200 apartments in there. Now, imagine if all of us in our building just gave $5 or just gave $10 per family. And we have over 300 apartments in this one building.
Uh-huh.
That's $3,000 that's being split through with the porters, because I think I didn't realize we had as many porters in our building as
well. Wow.
We have like 5 porters. We have a lobby attendant. I didn't even realize we had that many porters. I mean, because I only really see certain ones, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, wow. But yeah, we still do that. Oh, so here's a question for you, Missy.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember when they used to bring milk to the house?
Oh, yes, the milkman. Ooh, I heard some stories about the milkman. We ain't going to go there today.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, you know, we had, when I was very young, in the 70s, we had, which is crazy, which is totally crazy is all I have to say. We had a milkman. I'm like, what the fashies? And we had this tin box that was filled with styrofoam inside of it, and it fit 4 bottles of milk, which was very interesting. I'm sitting here saying, I can't even believe we're still doing that in the 70s. Like, really? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
We had milk bottles
exactly.
And wigs. I mean, not wigs, afro.
But what about the time? What about the time when this is when I was young adult? When you go to those pantries and you got that box of cheese, that was some good old cheese.
Girl,
and the macaroni, the grilled cheese.
You
had that cheese for everything.
Woo! The studio. Stop.
Woo, 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 woo. Oh my God!
What? It made the best.
Those were the good old days.
It made the best.
Macaroni.
It made the best macaroni and cheese. It made the truth is, you can't even buy a large block of cheese like that.
No. Nope. I think they gave it to the to the meat market, you know, when you go on to get your lunch. I'll be like, that's that block of cheese. They took it from us. I'll be saying that all the time.
Yeah, but the pantries today are still giving, they still give out some good stuff because the one in the South Bronx, they give out, these guys in the South,
30-30, Jerome Avenue, Kingdom Life, we give out good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
know, I've been there, I've seen your stuff. You got some good stuff over there.
We give out good name brand stuff. No thrills, we don't give out that stuff.
And y'all were giving out coats as well.
Yeah, we do a lot.
Fucking
God.
Shoes and stuff. Baby clothes and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So shout
the
out
community
to shout out
great
to
Kingdom
Life. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we're back. If y'all have anything that y'all want to share, you know, going back down memory lane about July 4th or just things that you remember growing up, call us up today at 347-857-1295. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Radio Angel hitting it off.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Because I'm happy. Oh, my goodness, that song by Pharrell Williams is the bomb. I remember when my husband first said, babe, come here, let me let you listen to this. He was like, this is going to be a great hit. And it truly is a great hit. It just gets you in the mood to just have fun, enjoy life. And Radio Angel, behind the scenes, you was just sharing a little bit of history about it. So let's just bring it up to the forefront to our audience. What is the history of this song? Because it just, it's like he was in the studio just having fun. You know what I mean? And he just wanted to have fun, and he did it. He's like, I'm happy. And what makes us really happy today? That's so important. So Radio Angel, share what you know about Pharrell Williams.
Well, the little bit I know about it is that, first of all, it's a song from a movie, and unfortunately, I can't even remember the name of the movie. It's Despicable Me. Is it that one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's from a children movie, and he was approached to do a song, and he had submitted a song or two, and they wasn't feeling it, and then he submitted this song, and they loved it. Okay, mm-hmm. However, it just kind of like sat there. You know what I mean? Like, it almost, like, sat on the shelf. That it really didn't get any airplay. And then the next thing you know, it blew up. It was a while.
Oh.
He said in the interview that it took a very long time before it really got acknowledged in the public.
Wow.
Before it got acknowledged in the public. And by the time it did get acknowledged, it just blew. It was like, it went, phew. And I remember them talking about this song in the office, and I had no clue what it was. But, you know, what's interesting is that there's certain artists that can come out at this present time, and it doesn't make a difference what type of artist it is. Like, they can be a gospel artist, they can be jazz artists, they can be R&B artists, hip-hop, and they can make stuff happen.
Oh.
And Pharrell is one of those people who can make stuff happen. This is one of, if you really think about it, Minister Kim, think about
uh-huh.
it. This song is one of those songs that you wouldn't hear in the present time. The flavor
uh-huh.
of the song is a past flavor. You know,
uh-huh.
when I think of this song, I think of Happy Days, that
uh-huh.
whole era. You know,
uh-huh.
that whole era. But Pharrell is one of those artists that can come forward and bring out the best in music and bring the best out in different artists that he works with, because it almost seems as if the people that he touches,
uh-huh.
his hand touches, their stuff goes to gold. But this was a phenomenal song, and I think it was a song that was needed in the time as well, because the music, as we look at the music, I know I'm kind of going to the left on this, but the music has become very dark. Nowadays, the music has become very dark. If you look at Kanye West and Beyonce and Rihanna, if you look at them and you see when they first came out, they were color. There was
uh-huh.
a splash of color. But now all the videos are very dark. There's no color. There's no color. They have a lot of stuff, and this is truly my opinion. This is not the opinion of the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope,
uh-huh,
but that
uh-huh.
of me, Kim M. Suttis. They have a lot of satanic stuff attached to them. You know, the
wow.
symbolism and stuff like that. When they first came out, they were lovely. It was
uh-huh,
like
uh-huh.
a garden of flowers, but now the music is just so dark. When you look at the videos and stuff, they're so dark. So we needed a song to splash some color into the vision of
uh-huh.
people with music, and that's what this song does. This song brings back, like, wow. Because if you really listen to it, it's one of those songs you can't sit down. You can't go, this is, as you would say, Minister Kemp, this is one of the fireworks songs. This is a fire song, and this is one of those songs that just makes you get up. You cannot sit down and growl with this song. You have
uh-huh.
to go. You have
yeah,
to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to tap
uh-huh.
your feet. You got to snap your fingers. You got to bop your head. Something's going to move in your body just because.
Yes, yes.
So shout That's out to Pharrell. You did a phenomenal job with this
yes.
song, and we're super happy. We're happy that we can play it now.
Yeah, and also, what do you, when you mentioned about music has become so dark, and you know, even earlier in my opening, I talked about music has been the soul and heart of us. And when we go back to our history, you know, and our ancestors in slavery time, it was the songs that inspired them to help them get through the day. So when you have music that is dark, it has effect on your psyche, on your spiritual, because the fact that it makes it bloomy. You know, that's why we have to be very mindful of what we and what we allow our young people to listen to. You know, that's a show in itself. But that is very important, you know, parents, what we allow our children to listen to. You know, I know we have all of these technologies and, you know, they got the headphones on, but every now and then be like, let me hear what you're listening to. Let me check that song out. Because a lot of times our children are going through a lot of emotions is because that stuff gets into their ear gates, into their spirit. So we got to be mindful. If I like happy, we should play it again. Let's just run it again because I want you to be happy today. I want y'all to be excited about the 4th of July, excited that you're going to a family cookout. And if you're the one that's doing it, congratulations. I thank you for stepping up and carrying the torch because, you know, sometimes they say, I ain't doing it this year. Last year they made a mess of. You know what? Forget it. Have fun. Have fun. I wish my grandmother was here. I wish a lot of my aunties were here, but they're not. So have fun. Let's go back to Pharrell Williams because we're going to have fun in the studio today with you.
Latanya, the quarterback rush, and I wanted to take the time out today and stop by and wish the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope a very wonderful Independence Day. Hey, I want to extend this also to the listeners. The word independence means freedom. So what I want for you today is for you to be free from all your worries, concerns, anything that's holding you down or holding you bondage for one day. And take this time to enjoy your family, your friends, your support team. Hey, enjoy yourself if that's what you feel. So on behalf of A Conversation from the Heart, I just wanted to wish you all a very wonderful Independence Day. Be blessed.
OMG, that's my girl. Oh, my God. That was so beautiful. I love you. Oh, quarterback in the house today. You see, we got family friends from all over Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia, Atlanta. We just been, yeah, check her out. She is truly the bomb. Thank you. We got to get her back on, too. Got to shout her out. We love you.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. I'm just having a good day in the studio. It's July 4th here. Where are we going after this? You want to get some breakfast?
Absolutely. I mean, we got our, you know, I got Elisha here. He's staying here with us for the whole summer. You know, Auntie Brenda, you know she always wants breakfast, so.
Let me share something. Wait. I'm not throwing you under the bus, though. Just let me give them a little bit about you, okay? All right,
oh,
Radio 8.
No.
Love for IHOP. And you, let me tell you, we're going to have this as a contestant one day, little one. She loves IHOP restaurant, and one of her favorite meals there is this steak. The chopped up, the cut up steak with the gravy, and she likes extra gravy, and she likes the onions with the mashed potatoes and the corn. Sometimes she might get broccoli. And then she has a side of pancakes. She loves, that sounds good right about now, Kim.
Lord, it's not pancakes, it's French toast.
Oh, wow, I forgot the French. I like the pancakes. That thing about me, I put me in it. Sorry, it's the French toast that she loves, yeah. So if you ever want to take Radio Angel out or give her a gift card, her birthday's coming up in September. Yeah, that's what you need to get her. IHOP. She would be running around the studio for the whole show. All right.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You ain't never lost. And I guess it's so obvious because I, like, order the same thing when I go there, like, all the time.
Yes.
Even when I go there for takeout and I take food out, I'm like, all right, well, let me just get this. And I don't know. I just love it. That stuff is so good. So shout out to IHOP, the IHOP over there. It's in the Bronx.
Pelham Manor area. That's
where
she goes.
It's in the, right. It's in the, but the one, even though it's a Pelham Bay area, it's crazy as it is. It's literally in the Bronx. It has a 718 area code. But if you go right across the street to BJ's, they have a 914 area code. So shout out to the IHOP. Shout out to all IHOP owners. Because you got an IHOP over there by you. I had went to that IHOP over there. So yeah, shout out to the IHOP. I'm feeling really good today. The day is a good day, and I love that shout out that quarterback Rush, LaTanya Rush, gave us. You know, because it's important. You know, the best way to get freedom, and I know this sounds so cliche, but the best way to have freedom is have it in Jesus.
Yes.
The best way to have freedom is having Jesus. I mean, when you become a Christian, and I know we wasn't really talking about, I've been going left all morning. We didn't talk about the music, and now I'm going left over here. But, you know, the best way to actually have freedom is have it in Jesus. You know, when you become a Christian, it doesn't seem like, you know, you're in freedom. It doesn't seem like you're in freedom. In fact, when you become a Christian, there's so many obstacles that come your way. You know, it's like you're a magnet for obstacles all of a sudden, because the enemy knows that you are now in a higher camp. And what happens is that you have all these different attacks and stuff, but you know what? The one thing that Jesus will give you, God will give you, he'll give you peace. And he'll give you joy. And the bottom line is this. In order to have any real freedom, you got to be free in your spirit and in your mind. And that you can receive from Jesus Christ. Because people who are locked up in prison, and I know that you know what I'm talking about, Minister Kim, people who are locked in prison, notice how when you give your life to Christ, it's like you can walk. You walk in a whole different life. And the only reason why I say you understand what I'm saying is because you work with that population.
Yeah.
You have worked with that population. So you know when people have given their life to Christ, and though the system is trying to beat them down, they still are walking with a smile. And they're still saying, hey, how are you? And it'd be genuine. So I say to you guys today, you know, quarterback said, give up the worries. Give up the worries. And Jesus Christ, you'll find that. You'll find where you can be in peace. Now, the thing is that you got to be willing to do that. You can't come to Christ with your own hidden agenda. Because you know how we do. Oh, let me go to Christ because, you know, I give up. I can get. I don't even know where this is coming from, Minister Kim.
But you know, here on the radio, we're subjected to change because the Holy Spirit leads. So you're not going left. Amen.
Because
Radio Angel be always in the back with the music, you know, orchestrating the show. So I'm so glad. I don't know what you had. Did you have Pepsi this morning? What you had?
I didn't have anything. I probably got some sleep after, you know, having to run and get Auntie Brenda from the hospital and so on and so forth. It's just like crazy. I feel like, you know what? I'm just so grateful today. I'm grateful, you know, for this day of independence. I thank you, Jesus, that, you know, I have family. You know, and family is, you know, Minister Kim reminded me of this one day. She's like, Kim, family is not just blood. In fact, blood is the one that be smacking you upside your head. But
yeah,
then, you know, it's the ones who are around you. Because yesterday I was in a pickle and I was just like, Minister Kim, I so need your help. I so need your help. And I want to shout out my Aunt Chevy, because she was like, Kim, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. And so I had called up Minister Kim. I said, listen, I need some help. She said, no problem, I'm there. Girl, I thought, oh, got in the shower. Next thing I know, she was looking all cute. I was like, wait a second. But anyway, I'm going to give back the mic to back to you, because I know we only have like 5 minutes, and I know you got some wonderful closing out words to say before we hit them off with our famous song.
Yes, it is one of my favorite songs, everyone. I just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Please join us on our fan page on Facebook, which is the Morning Glory IVO Hope. Get breakfast for your soul. Weekdays, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on our breakfast line, which is 641-715-3630. And the PIN is 1003997#. And don't forget our Praying Moms call every Monday night, where we pray and we take action. Our PTA line has been off the chain lately. Moms, you definitely want to get involved. That number is 218-862-9377, and the access code is 9874#. I just want to interject, stop here for a moment, Kim. We are on our website, which is www.themorningglory.org, and for those who do not visit, go visit, check us out. We have a young lady from Baltimore. She called in, and she also put a prayer request in. And I'm just asking for those who are prayer warriors, those who are on the front line, will pray for Paulette Smith. She didn't mind me stating her name. She wants to pray for the violence to cease in Baltimore, Maryland. She was like, you know, it's so prevalent there, and it's like affecting her daughter and her son. So, you know, we lift them up in prayer. But I'm just asking my family, you, those who are listening in, our fans, to definitely lift up Baltimore, Maryland, and lift up this mother that is desperate. Amen. She called out. She reached out. One of the things that you just said, how important it is to reach out. You know, no one knows if you need something if you don't ask, and she's asking. And I'm inviting you, if you need something from us and we can provide it for you, please do not hesitate to call us throughout the show. Call into our ministry line, you know, go to the website, www.themorningglory.org. If you wanted to keep it confidential, no problem doing that. Amen. I am underneath confidentiality laws because of my degrees and my license. So I understand about that, HIPAA laws, so we will definitely keep that. We want to respect you. But I just want you to know that we love you, and we are here to provide you with that gleam of hope. We have something each week for everybody, so don't hesitate to invite someone to join us. Next Saturday, amen, we have an awesome show next Saturday. We have our photographer that I use. If anybody saw my pictures, he would definitely be in the building, Oville Wright, which is a pastor. Can I even know he was a pastor? A youth pastor. I mean, that's something we got to talk about in the green room. So you never know who walks the walk, because guess what? He does not broadcast his title, but he walks in it, and I must shout him out. Pastor, youth pastor, O'Neill White. He will be with us next Saturday here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. And don't forget to tune in to Man Talk 101 with Inspirational Beauty, Kimberly Addison, and Vincent K. Harris at 11 a.m. It's always a double hitter on Block Talk Radio on Saturday mornings. We give you inspiration, and they definitely give you the man talk. I'm telling you, women, you need to be checking that show out at 11 o'clock today on Block Talk Radio. Here is my favorite song that Kim says that I love. I love you. I appreciate you. Let's hit it, Radio Angels.